For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we excited? Praise God. I was blessed. I'm coming from somebody that has results. Make you worth listening. It's not true. I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for coming, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, if you go to every church, there are music ministers that say, God has told me I'm going to sing to the nations. God has told me my song. Is this true? Every church. But why don't they rise? Because they are never disciplined. Never disciplined. Apart from, in church, they are the most indisciplined set of people are choir members. Most indisciplined set of guys. Especially the most talented ones are the extra indisciplined ones. So people just so people just come and play the drum and disappear. After years, I don't have any respect for you no matter who you are. If you don't have time for the word of God, Dr. Paul Letcher said that he was invited to preach in a choir bombs. And then a lot of music. And then when it's time for the word, all of them were not in church. Check the people that ever rose. Know their name. Who are they? Nathaniel Bassey. I read in his Twitter account, he said that every music minister must have a pastor. When Dr. Paul Enetcha invited him last year, he said that, let me take permission for my pastor before I come. Imagine Dr. Paul Enetcha invited him. He said that when Dr. Paul Enetcha had that, he said, I know you are going far. Check all the stars in Dunamis, Prosper Chimana, Imasing. I saw their pictures. I have old Dunamis video in big coat, you know, no suit. When they were still backup singers for Elijah Oyalade. Yes. You see them, if you see some of the artists in his videos, Prosper Chimana, they have been there for over 12 years. 12 unbroken, consistent years. Yes. And then, you just have them breaking. Check Christ Embassy. I have videos. I have them. Where is this? Is this laptop? I have video of Sina singing. Your praise was behind the mic backing. Yes. The live video. I have the video. All of them were backup singers. Samsung, Frank Edward. All of them were backup singers. Until today, everywhere Pastor Chris is, they are there. Anytime there is service, they are there. They are the ones you are celebrating. But you move from church to church. Church to church. You got anytime there's a new instrument, you move there. You will never go far. It's not as if a demon is doing you, but because discipline will not allow you to rise. The Bible says, they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall what? Flourish. Planted means you are in one place. I'm telling you, music means that when I hear them, I know they're not going anywhere. It's not about good voice. So, I don't even know Chris Delvan. You know Chris Delvan? Is his voice good? No, be sincere. Is his voice good? But I have watched his studio album in UK and the whole stadium was jam-packed. Yes. My laptop was full that I deleted the video. UK. It was a whole... the place. Not voice. Solomon Lange is a Hausa singer. How many of you know Solomon Lange? You are from Lagos. You are from Lagos. All of you are from Lagos. But you know him. Singing Hausa from Southern Kaduna State. But you know him there. See, it's not about voice. It's not maybe because there are people that can sing and you hear their voice, you want to lick their mouth because of their voice. But they are still in the kina. And they will never get out because discipline will not allow them to rise. Teofilo Sunday is from where? Ayimba. Who have been to Ayimba here? You need to go to Ayimba and see how the way the place is. It's not a developed place. So where you are is not a problem. From Ayimba, he's impacting the whole world. Is that not true? From Ayimba, everywhere Teofilo Sunday is the latest news in town now. So where you are doesn't matter. You can be in a local place and go. How many of you know the song? The song, You Are Alpha and Omega. Hope you know it was not an original English. The song in original was not an English song. It was whose tribe? South Africa, right? Yes, it was a South African song. The man and his wife were worshiping, and the song came in South Africa, and then Israel Houghton went, and then they had him sing the song, and then they converted to the English, and then he sang it in his concert, and then they gave him royalty. You are Alpha and Omega. It's not original. It was a local dialect song. See, that's what music means. That the people, they will never sit down. They be taught to have a good voice. We'll leave this church. The pastor is looking for our trouble. We'll leave this church. The pastor doesn't pay us well. We'll leave. No church can pay a music minister enough to rise. That's the truth. The highest music minister in Nigeria before was Dushan Onyeka, 1 million, 1 million. Kosa. That was the highest before. Yeah? Highest paid, yes. 1 million per month. But where he is now, you cannot compare. Salary will never make him where he is. Salary will never, you have to, if you go to one church, one singing for 30 minutes, you can receive 2 million naira by once. I hope you know that. And then if you have 5 invitations in a week, you will make it on time. But they will never calm down. We were in service with me when one pastor was talking about his church choir. He said that it was a keyboardist first. He said that the pastor is not paying them well. So he talked to the drummer and all of them left the church. The pastor, why is pastor not paying us well? And he has money. And then they left. He was in his house with his wife. His phone rang. That the drummer had an accident. Do you understand me now? So he went to the hospital and said, you cannot die. He called his name. He did not come to life. His finger blinked like this. He said, he'll come back to life. He didn't know that in that accident, the keyboardist was there. Was part of the guy that had the accident. His head was torn into two. He died instantly. Yes. Just what is there? Now, the money he was looking for, has he gotten in hell? Or in heaven, anywhere he is? Calm down. Hallelujah. Music guys, you hear me? Calm down. Is there God nothing to raise you up? Have you listened to the story of Frank Edward? When he started singing, his record, he started singing with Love World Records before he has rock. Now he has his own rock town, right? Yes. His first album, he said one of the nights he sold 1 million naira. They gave him 1 million naira. When he got it, 1 million naira, that time he was hawking. You know hawking? He was hawking, yes. And his mother, biological mother, was also hawking. They were broke. Not that he's broke, that he's poor. They were broke and poor. And the mother said, no, don't eat the money. Sold back the 1 million naira. What did you say? He obeyed his mother and sold back the money. Yes. He said that one time he was in South Africa singing, and then a popular top world nation country came to him and said that, remove Jesus from your song and use God. I will take you all over the world. He said, yes, I will do it. But when he was alone, God told him, don't do it. Anything you want, anything they will give you, I will give you and triple it. And then he didn't do it. Well, Frank Edward is the first person to record a song with Des Moines in the history of Des Moines. Yes. He said that he was in an airport and then Des Moines came to him and said, you are Frank Edward. I know you. Frank Edward was shocked. You know, like, in fact, he said when he saw Des Moines, he ran to him to take selfie. Like, he had seen the celebrity. He said, yeah, you are Frank Edward. Then he said he removed his iPod, that Des Moines now, and put it on Frank Edward's ears and played 4 of Frank Edward's songs for him. He said, I love you so much. I love you so much. I have your song. He had Frank Edward's song in his iPod. If a person has been celebrated, don't know how God has announced him already. And then Des Moines said they started a new label. And then Frank Edward was the vice president. Des Moines was the president. And then they recorded that song, Burning Little, something like that. And he rose to the wall. He said he was in his house. One woman called him and said, when would you like to move to VGC? He said, VGC, maybe when God lift me up. You know, VGC is like a big place in Lagos, Victoria Garden City. So he was in another place, he was managing his life. And then when God lift me up, you move there. Are you serious? The woman said, okay. He said that he was in his house one day and then a truck reversed. And said, carry only the necessary things you need in this house. He moved to that house, everything furnished, everything on his own. Now where he is, you know where he is. So you guys, just listen to me. Calm down. Believe in God. I'm telling you, there's no height, you're not rich. If you can only be disciplined. Are we together, guys? You can only be disciplined. Some people, Nathaniel Basia has been consistent. Every song is a hit song. But there are music artists that release one song and after 2 years, you don't hear about them. Is that not true? After 2 years, you don't hear about them at all. But every hit song Nathaniel Basia from There Is The Door Is Open down to the one he released last month, everything was hit. That's only somebody that has a secret behind it. He has a pastor, he's under a church, committed Sunday morning is there. But some church speakers, the music minister, they're not church every morning. I have invitation. I'm not a big boy. Hallelujah. They move, whether even if it's some people are at home doing nothing. Cannot discipline themselves. Praise God. You'll not be like them. After hearing this word and you're like them, I know where you end. But if you hear this word and change, you'll go far. Do you hear me, guys? You will what? Go far. All of them, years in, year out. Hallelujah. Year in, year out. Consistently disciplined. Any instrumentalist that doesn't have discipline will never go far. You can play and go far. Hope you know that. Only playing the drum can take you 1 million naira in one play. Hope you know that. Are you aware? There's nothing God cannot use to bless you. God can use the shape of your leg to bless you. Hope you know. Are you aware? Have you seen people that are fashioning shoe and fashioning ring? One contract with $1.5 million. Yes. Just to put the ring on your finger and advertise. God can use any excuse. God can use your pontita as a reason to bless you. By bringing a man that is wealthy. Because you are serving so much, you will not allow any prayer point to pray you. You bring a guy that is made. And when you look at your pontita, you say, I love this one. And then that is it. Hallelujah. Pius is already, at least all of us know that at least one song is from the realm of the spirit. Is that not true? And then if he doesn't do another one, we know that he has backslided. So that means he has a responsibility to remain consistent. Is that not true? See, it is difficult if you have tested fame before and then you are no longer known. It's better you are never known. Go back, Abba. Do you understand? It is better you are never known than you are known and then we don't hear about you again. It's dangerous. Boys that you are raising in the choir, people you are mentoring, they have overshadowed your name. You can even be in a service, you don't even know your service. It's painful. So you see that when you take one step, you need to take double extra step to remain consistent at that level. And then put extra force to go higher. So you have a lot of responsibility. All of us have a responsibility to remain consistent. Hallelujah. So that when you sing a song, somebody's playing. You see, they were talking about somebody praise and worship and somebody falling down. Yes. I was in a service where somebody was playing the trumpet, saxophone. And then the whole auditorium, you know that God was there. People were breaking chairs all over, just playing. Praise God. Can be that anointed. Can be that anointed. I really pray that all of us will go far. In the name of Jesus Christ. I expect to hear your songs. I'll be passing somewhere, I'll be hearing Ming's song, I'll be hearing Moyo. If you fail, Kai. If you fail, it's because you chose to fail. Hallelujah. Vicky. Yeah. If you fail, it's because you chose to fail. Tell your neighbor, if you fail. As a music minister, it's because you chose to fail. If I don't hear your song on radio, on top charts, it means you have failed. There are people that are begging radio stations to play their songs. And there are people that are suing radio stations for playing their song without paying them. Hope you know that. You are the one begging, please play my song in your song. Now please play. Just play. Even if it's 5 minutes, just play the intro. Let people know about my song. Why some people are suing radio stations for playing their song without permission? Why? Which one will you want to be like? The second one, is that right? That means you have to build yourself. Build yourself. You can be singing, there are many songs that is just one word. Hallelujah. Just one word and that is it. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me say what I'm here to say. Yeah, I was not talking about Minister Pius. Thank you so much, Minister Pius. Hallelujah. Today we have been looking at the whole body. Hallelujah. The first day we look at the whole body. Yesterday we look at unity of the whole body. We say all of us are one. All together, any church is one. Praise God. Praise God. Vicky and David, can you come to the second row so that we'll be able? Vicky and David, the two of you. Just come to the second row, please. So that I'll be able to look at you very, very well. Praise God. So we look at the whole body. And then yesterday we looked at the unity of the body. Is that right? Praise God. Today we'll be looking at relating with the other part of the body. Yesterday we said the whole body is one. Whether you are Roman Catholic, whether you are CAC, whether you are Pentecost, whether you are Living Faith, whether you are Cherubim and Seraphim, we are all one. All together. So how do we relate with other parts of the body? Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 15 to 25. We'll read the whole line. So 1 Corinthians 12, 15 to 25. relating with other parts of the body, relating with other churches, relating with other unit members, relating with other Christian communities. Are we together? Are we together? Yes. So read from 15 to 25, all of us together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Yes. I'm not hearing us, guys. Yes. Yes. Because I know, yes. If the whole body were an eye, where were they hearing? That means if all of us are, nobody will be able to hear. Is that right? Yes. If the whole body were hearing, where were they smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it had pleased him. Praise God. God put us differently the way he wants it. Are we together? And if they were all one member, where were the body? If all of us are Catholic, where will Pentecostals be? If all of us are Pentecostals, where would the Orthodox be? All together? Yes. So we have many parts of the body. So there is a way to relate with every one of us. Sorry. I said, I promise of reading us, but we'll not be able to read. Praise God. What does it mean to relate? To relate with, it means to associate with someone. To relate with someone means to what? Associate with what? Someone. To relate with someone means to associate with someone. Now, there are many people that don't relate with another denomination. Is it true? There are Christians that will never go to another church. There are Christians, I have people say, I will never enter Living Faith. But even unbelievers that are Muslim come to Living Faith when their neighbors have church dedication. It's not true. I mean, they have more understanding than even you that are a fellow Christian. So to associate with another, associate with another. Number two, to relate means to make a connection. To make a correlation from one thing to another. To make a connection. To make a correlation from one thing to another. You have a connection. Are we together? You have like a network. That is the reason why we have CAN. CAN means different churches coming together and they are what? Connected. Is that true? That's the reason we have PFN. Different churches coming together and what? We are connected. That's the reason why we have the Roman Catholic Church. All the churches coming together and then we are connected. So we are relating in one way or the other. Praise God. The other meaning of to relate means to interact. To respond through a reaction. And then finally it means to identify with another. To relate means to identify with another. Praise God. Whatsoever happens to Christ Apostolic Church happens to my church. Whatsoever happens to Living Faith happens to my church. Whatsoever happens in Dunamis affects me. Whatsoever today, if today they vandalize the Anglican Church in Lugongoma Market, very soon they will vandalize this one. Hope you know that. If I keep quiet, very soon they will come to me. If today they are insulting one man of God and I keep quiet, very soon the insult, the banter always go around. Very soon it will be your turn. So you'll be able to identify with another body. All together? Identify with Cherubim and Seraphim. The founder of Cherubim and Seraphim is a genuine man of God. And we stand with them. There are still genuine Christians there. Are we together? There are still genuine people that are born again there. More born again than you that are covering your hair even. We stand with them. Nobody insult them. We see them walking on the foot, on the road. That is the revelation they have. You see any bad man insulting them, you stand and defend them. You don't talk to them like that. That is what they represent. You are hitting your forehead on the head. Did anybody talk to you? Is that not true? You pull your head on the mirror. Do anybody talk to you? They are walking. That is their conviction. I stand with them. Are we together? Stand with them. Identify with their beliefs. The Roman Catholic on Easter, they carry cross and they carry ash on there, and then they have a way to parade a Jesus on the cross. On the roadside. Is that correct? As the believers, stand with them when they are doing that thing. Help them block the road. Because when other guys are praying on Friday and they block the expressions, nobody talks. It's not true. When they are praying on Friday, they blood, and then nobody talks. So when the Roman Catholics are doing something, we stand by them. When it is time for Shiloh, stand with them. Give your car for transport. Some churches give their buses. By the time Shekinah encounter have buses. Once in Shiloh, any church have a program, I will meet them. Do you need something? Take it. But I identify with them. Altogether, what has any crusade in this city and they need what we have? I will make it available because I identify with them. So identify with another part of the body. Altogether, what are the benefits of relating with other parts of the body? What will I get if I relate with other churches? What will you get if you relate with it? The first thing you will get is that your input and your output will be greater. Your input produces a greater output. We have always looked at Ecclesiastes 4 from verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, two are better than one. Is that correct? Is that correct? In Deuteronomy 32 verse 30, the Bible says, one will chase a thousand, two will do what? One will chase a thousand, two will do what? Put 10,000 to flight. Is that correct? Yes. If all of us together, I'm telling you, I believe in Kogi State, if all the churches will come together and say in this state, a Christian governor will rise, it will happen. All together. But in our individual churches, we are praying, Lord, change this state. If we come together under one umbrella, like I said, it's not possible. When I say under umbrella, I'm not saying that all of us can come under that canal. It cannot happen. All together. But let's, like a divine unifying of goal. The aim of this prayer meeting is to pray for a change of Kogi State. If we gather and pray together, our result will be bigger. Hope you know that. Yes. Very bigger. That's why it is statistically proven that married men or married couples become richer than single people. Why? Because the wife bring her 5,000 naira, the man bring his 2,000 naira, and then they have 7,000 naira. And then two of them put it to work. And you know, women are sharper than men, normally. All together. Do you believe? Okay, I'm not married. We have somebody that's married here. But it's proven in the book that women are smarter. They can see a problem from the far. Men, you know, men can think about one thing at the same time. Women can do about seven things at the same time. I hope you know that. Seven things. All of you know that, right? Yes. Women, we are only focused on one thing at the same time. So women can sense far. That is why a woman will know a woman that wants to get her husband. But the man will say, no, she's just around me now. Nothing is wrong. She doesn't even know. But in her, she knows that this woman, this girl coming and over, she knows that her motive is wrong. Praise God. Before a guy has a lady out, they know that you are coming. And they know what you want to say. Ladies, true of us? Is it not true? Yes. That they have instinct. But brothers, how many of you know the ladies are like you? You don't even know. There was a time I got a call from one sister. She was crying that she loved me all this while. I said, I didn't know. Me, I was just being like, I didn't know. She said, I didn't know she liked me. I didn't know. But if it is ladies, they will know from far. Altogether. So when you are married and you'll be married soon, amen. Say amen. Amen. Your input will be greater. The Bible says it is bad for a man to be alone. No, God is diplomatic. He didn't say it like that. He said it's not good for a man to be alone. What is actually saying that it is bad? Is that not true? This is white. That means it's not black. That means what I'm saying that this thing is not black. So when God says it is not good, that means what he's saying that it is bad. Is that not true? But because it is God, he has to use diplomatic words. It is not good for a man to be alone. Hallelujah. None of you will become a man cholo. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two. The reason why you must relate with other churches and other part is that your contribution is received and amplified. Hallelujah. Your contribution is what? Received and amplified. Matthew 8:34 and then Luke 8:39. And then also Acts 13:44. Your contribution is received and amplified. Matthew 8:34. The Bible says, and behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus when they saw him and besought him that he would depart. Now, this was after he sent his disciples. Now, do you believe that my believing in faithful God and singing it in Shekinah Encounter Center has opened the heart of some people to the song? Is it true? Yes. See that in a way I have amplify it to 1 degree. Another church will amplify the song 1 degree. Another person, you see that after a while, it is a hit. So that one person talking about you in Niger State, another person talking about you in Korosifa, another person talking about you in Cotton Carvey, another person talking about you, once all of us come together, your input will be amplified. Is that not true? You put on your WhatsApp status, Apostle Jordan Adams is a man of God, you put on your WhatsApp status, all of you put on your WhatsApp status about me. Hope you know you have amplified me in a way. Is that not true? Yes. So you relate with other people, it will amplify you. It will amplify your effort. I mentioned the name of certain men of God that you didn't know before. And how many of you have listened to the name men of God I've mentioned before? Have you listened to them? Let's say I mentioned a man of God you have not listened to before, and then you went and got their message and listened. Who has done that here? You see? I spoke about somebody, and I believe I've amplified that man of God, and he has gotten his message and listened to it. Are we together? So relating with other parts will amplify you. If you are a fashion designer, relating with other fashion designer will amplify, because everything grows based on recommendation. Is that not true? If you are a marketer, somebody telling somebody about you will increase you. Hallelujah. Most times recommendation is stronger than exams. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you are recommended, you are not being examined. Let's say I was asking him for this guy. What do you think about this guy? We need a particular position. There are certain people that when they say, no, this person is a good person, I will not examine. Okay, you are the one that sent him, just come. You take the half the job. Hope you know that. Recommendation is strong. When you are recommended, you pass exams. If I recommend somebody to you, you will believe him easily. Is that not true? You will easily believe. You will be recommended. Amen. You will be recommended. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So it will amplify you. Number three reason why you must relate with other churches, other people, is that you reach more people and you make more impact. Is it true? You reach more people and you make what? Greater impact as a team. In Acts 8 from verse 1 to 4. You reach more people and then you make greater impact. Greater impact. Singing in your church is not the same as singing in the experience. How many of you know the experience? Singing in your church is the same as singing in the experience. Cannot be the same. The impact you have in your church is different from the impact you have in the experience. First, imagine you say, Nathaniel Bassi attend Redeem, right? Is that not true? The experience is sponsored by House on the Rock. Just imagine that the person, no, if it's not the Redeem program, I'm not going. Just imagine that. His impact will be limited to a particular tribe and to a particular group of people. But once you relate with other people, your impact becomes greater, stronger, and better. You will be able to reach more people than you will in your local cycle. Are we together? So learn to spread your tentacles. Your impact will be greater. You know, when we are not streaming, when we are not recording our messages, many people could not get our messages. But now when we started recording and we started putting them online, a lot of people from far, people from US have called and said, we have listened to you online, because we have just made it available for them. Are we together? So make yourself available. Relate with many people. Relate with them. Spread your tentacle. Have a lot of friends. Very soon you have international friends. Say amen. Very soon you will have international friends. Very soon you will have friends in all parts of the states. Hallelujah. Yes, very soon. Very soon. Because you are invited in Ghana, you go to Saudi Arabia, you go to Mozambique, you go to USA, you go to Canada, you go to Brazil. You are not the same again. Praise God. You are not the same again. Number one benefit of relating with other people is that you glean from the strength and from the mistake of other people. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 says, if one shall fall, another will hold him. Is that correct? Proverbs 23 verse 26. And then Isaiah 42 verse 2. You glean from the strength of other people. Hallelujah. Adiola, am I fast? Am I fast? Alright. You glean from the strength of others and then you learn from their mistake. Proverbs 23 verse 6. My son, give me your heart and learn your eyes. And let thine eyes observe my ways. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42 verse 20. See, you know something? I went to Living Faith. And then I discovered that it is good to structure a church in a particular way. When I came here, I applied it. And the result is different. I went to Dunamis and I saw this is the way they do it. This is the way leaders are structured. I came here, I applied it. How did you get that? I went there. Somebody came and here. I remember July conference, some people came and slapped our altar. Said, this altar is good. They'll go and reproduce it. Me, myself, I got it from someone. Is that not true? Somebody can come and snap a decoration. Say, this place is looking good. I like the state arrangement. And then snap it. Barista was snapping. He said, why are you snapping? He said, you like it? You go and do it in your home church. See, when you go associate with other people, you learn from them. And then you learn their mistakes. You learn that a man of God, this X, Y, Z, and this was the repercussion. So you will learn how to avoid that mistake. Is that not true? Yes. So relate with other people, you will learn their strength and then learn their mistake. When you learn their mistake, you will overcome it. If it took them 5 years, it will take you 1 year to achieve what they have achieved. Is that not true? That's why I advertise always, people should read books, because reading a man's book is like reading his 35 years experience in a book. And then what it took him 15 years to learn, you may read it in 130 minutes and you have gotten it. Praise God. Praise God. So relate with other churches. Relate with them. Now, when you look at our Orthodox churches, like the mega churches we have, the mega churches we have in Nigeria, most of the mega Orthodox churches is, I am from originally from Ekwa. Altogether. And then we have Anglican, is another mega denomination. The Christ Apostolic Church, founded by Apostle Babalola, is another mega denomination. The Roman Catholic is what? Another mega denomination. Now, why are the youth leaving? Or why are the youth? Why is it that some people, when you go there, it's only old people sometimes? Why is it like that? The simple reason, from my own side, from my own choice, because it got to a time that the generation moved. And then they still wanted the youth to be singing classical choir. Do re mi fa sol la ti do fa mi ra do la le do so. They want the youth to continue singing that. When they started singing, holding microphone and moving like this, they say no, stay in one place, stay in choir stand. After a while, the youth got frustrated, and then Pentecostal churches came and said, you can hold the mic and read. This is what they want. And then they started leaving one by one. Are we together? Now, speaking in tongues came up, and then they say, you cannot speak in tongues, you are not allowed. When you fall down, it's not allowed. Nobody should get it. If you have a problem, come down and see the pastor or come for Holy Communion. If you are, there's certain systems. So there are certain systems that make some people to run away from that kind of system. How do you get that? Because as the way, there are certain churches, if you know their history, Ekwa started by Walter, Cain, and Gowon. They are missionaries that came from outside the country and died of malaria. The mother sacrificed their children. Evangelical church winning all is a powerful church. If you read their history, they brought the gospel to the north. How do you get that? When you hear, if you only read the history of these certain churches, you will be shocked at what is happening today. If you read the history of Christ Apostolic Church, Apostle Joseph Babalola, you know who he is. You know who he is? You will never think a day will come when some people will not be in that church. Like I said, the mega church is here in phase 2. Mega church. Christ Apostolic Church. Now, okay, we have the Apostolic also. And then, mega churches. That means once in a while, that church was packed full. What do you know that? You will never think a day like this will never come. So why did it happen? Relate with the church and then learn the history and then learn how to avoid it. Are we together? You will never know unless you relate with them. So relate with other people and learn their mistake. Okay, you are not married at 35. Why are you not married? Let me tell you, there was a time when I was 25, when guys were coming, but I was behaving like a peacock. I was a slave queen. I was busy selecting. You are not good for me. Do you have a BSc? Where is your house? Let me even see your house. What kind of car are you riding? And then before you know, you are 35. And then your phone is no longer ringing. And you think there's no network. Then you carry the other phone and call the other night. And it's going. And they carry this one and call the other night. It's going. And nobody's calling up. But once in a while, your phone was ringing 24/7. And then you are busy in call. And then now you are 35. And then you are going to Orioke. I must marry. I carry your picture everywhere. You are going to the mountain of fire. See, you need to ask. Relate with them and know their story. That's the truth. Are we together? Are we together, guys? Ask your father, why is it that now is at this age you only have a motorcycle? Tell me your story. Tell the truth. Why is it that you have not built a house? Tell me the story. I'm not saying you go and ask him in a criticizing or in a cynical way, but in a way to get information. Do you understand that? He will tell you that I make certain mistakes. My father told me, Jotam, one of the things you will do early is build a house. My father built a house early. I grew up in our own house. So my father told me that one of the things you will do early, build a house. There is wisdom in it. Are you getting that? Ask him, okay, why didn't you buy a car early? He said that there was a time he wanted to buy a car, so and so person, he gathered the money, gave the person a person to be, his heart was bitter, that's why he didn't buy a car. Why didn't you do this? Let them tell you, relate with them, learn their mistakes. My father has told me certain things he has done and he has regretted. And then, it's my own responsibility to avoid it. All together. And then I learned his strength. I learned marital dignity from my father. I'm not married yet. My wedding is on Saturday next week. Is that not true? So, but I learned marital dignity. Something about my dad is you can never insult my mom, no matter who you are from his clan. Whether she's right or wrong. You have anything about her, meet him and talk to him. Never dare it. I've learned it. If they are born, you welcome and insult my wife in my presence. You can't do it. I'm telling you that the truth. No, he didn't have a lot of money. But he ensured that everybody was well fed. I didn't know what my father was doing when he was feeding us to when I started living alone. When I started living alone, I understood the price of 16 naira bread, the value. All together. I didn't know what he was doing. All of you be back home by 7 till today. If I go home, my eldest brother is married, has 4 children. The other one has 2. But if we are in his house, you are back by 7. I was thinking, why is he like that? Why is he harsh on us? Why are you like that? I was thinking it was wrong. Until when all the friends that we are growing up together, all of them had children. Because they can be at home by 9. Why will you be out? Let's say I'm with Moyo by 9 p.m. What will we be discussing? You know, this cause fire. You not be discussing Holy Spirit. Is that not true? And then you are a teenager, 19 years, when your testosterone is high, your voice is beginning to darken. And then you have been listening to David and Whiskey telling you, killing me softly. That's the kind of thing you all been listening to. And then you are with a lady. You will not survive it. You will not. It's not the devil now. It is atmosphere have made it possible. You are alone with her in the room by 11 p.m. Some people even sleep out and come to the house by in the morning. They have not born you, my father. You are not born. Can never happen. I understand how to discipline a child and then give him freedom. Like you flog him with the right hand and then give him biscuit with the left. Is that kind of wisdom? Yes. So I've learned something. So relate with other people and learn from them. Are we together? Relate with other people and learn from them. Number 5 benefit of relating with other people is you are exposed to better ways and better strategies of doing things. Is that not true? You are exposed to what? Better ways and better strategies. As you listen to other music ministers, do you get better ways of singing? Is that not true? Yes. You know how to carry people along. Is that not true? You understand how if the congregation are dull, how to carry them along. As you listen to other people, but you being your local church and be saying us, we are like this. We are one way. You will never go far. You have to learn how to carry Yoruba people alone. It's different from carrying Igbo people. It's different from carrying Hausa people. Is that not true? Hey, to move a Hausa man is not easy. It's not easy. Praise God. Yoruba people flow easily with songs. They like Owambe. They like songs. They like it very well. When you song, Yoruba people can easily flow. Jared, Ijoya, they can easily flow. Are we together? Yes. You must learn to carry an outside man that starts looking at you. You must impress him first. So as you learn, you can learn, you know, like he was talking about the art and the act of music. Have you ever led prayer before? You know that it's different from you praying. To lead people to pray is different from you praying. Is that true? You have to learn how to carry everybody along. You have to learn how to, you know, there's a way that you don't want to stop, but because you notice that the congregation are tired, you say in Jesus' name. Because there's a way they can say in Jesus' name for you. After they have prayed, they say they are just, I'm trying to pray for my dad, and then everybody, you know, their voice will go down. Then you as a leader, you should be wise to know that they are telling you to change your prayer point. Come on, do you understand what I'm talking about at all? They will pray, their voice will go down. Everybody, they are telling you, change your prayer point. So you, the more you relate with other people, you learn better ways of doing things. The more I watch people preach, the more I listen to Dr. Paul, and the more I listen to Dr. Howard Mills, I get better ways of preaching. Sincerely, my preaching improves every day. Every day. The way I'm preaching now is not the way I was preaching before. David, is it true? And David is the oldest person here. The way I'm preaching this year is the way I was preaching last year. Are you saying it now because I'm on stage? Say the truth. It's not the same. Even if it's, I know I've changed. And if the more I listen to more people, the more I will improve. Are you getting that? The more I relate with other people, the more I will improve. Praise God. So relate with other people, you get better strategies. Better ways of management, better ways of doing things. Number six, benefit of relating with other people is that you partake of the ministries of others. Praise God. You partake of the ministries of others. Bible says Solomon, David, Elisha was with Elijah when Elijah passed and then parted the Red Sea. Is that correct? How did Elijah part the Red Sea? He carried his mantle and hit the water. Is that correct? When Elisha came back, he didn't need an extra. He said, the mantle is here and the water is here. Let me go come and do the same thing. Bible says he did the same thing, bam, and the water splitted. When Jesus Christ went to raise the little girl from the dead, he said, Talita Kumi. He closed the door and said, everybody go outside. And then brought the girl back to life. And Peter was with him. Peter observed. When Dorcas Odebita was dead in Acts, when they called Peter, Peter said, send everybody outside. You remember the way Jesus Christ did it? Enter the room. That's not true. So that when you relate with others, you learn ways. You partake of their ministries. You partake of their grace. It will rub on you unconsciously. Altogether. Have you ever listened to somebody and then you start speaking in tongues like him? You remember Kelechi was saying this morning that at the point he started working like Pastor Tamara. Altogether. Have you ever listened to somebody and you started speaking in tongues like the person? That happened to you, right? Me too. If I listen to a man of God for like 1 week, if I go to pray, I will hear his voice in my voice. You will begin to partake of their grace altogether. You begin to partake. So relate with other churches. If you want to have a prayer church, listen to the DK Olukoya. The grace of prayer will come upon you. Do you believe it? Don't say you are saying fire, die, die, die. There is no church that pray like them. You can argue, that's the truth. They are called to, but they don't worship like what? Like Christ Embassy. So if you want worship, relate with Christ Embassy. See, every church has a particular thing they are known for. You want prayer, if you put on their TV, everyone is shara, time of fire. Is that true? Everybody there is a prayer. Carry any average Mountain of Fire member by default and say, pray. There's a school here. Mama's Christian Academy. You know Mama's Christian Academy? You know the school here. There is a small boy. My neighbor was telling me it's two of our children in the school. The child is like 1 or 2 years. Like 1 or 2 years altogether. And then, praise God. And then they say that when he comes to school, that is 1 year, he will say, he will keep his back. I say, any demon in this class, die by fire. That's 1 year Mountain of Fire boy. Every demon, tie by fire, tie by fire. Everybody close your eye, tie by fire. 1 year boy. So is it 1 year or 2 years? One, something like that. Very, very young age. At that age, he's already inculcated to prayer. How do you get that? So relate with them and partake with their grace. And then you become all rounded when you relate with them. And then relating with other churches kills pride. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was interviewed, do you know what the class I was taken to? Nursery 3. True life story, my story. I was in primary 5, I was taking 5th position in a class of 60. When they took me to Hester Academy to interview me, they wanted to bring me to Nursery 3. But because I was with my younger sister, they put me in primary 1 and put her in Nursery 3 so that they would not put her in the same class. They brought me back to primary 1. I'm telling you my story, not somebody's story. But in that school, I was a star. So that you can be a local champion and think you are shining, you're enjoying yourself, not knowing that you're just a local champion in your own place. So in your church, you are being celebrated. Means is a global phenomenon in Shekinah Encounter Center. Is that true? But when you relate with other people, you discover that, oh boy, if they give you position, you're position 76. Is that not true? Then you escape, then you discover that you become better. You become better. You may be thinking you are shining in local jar, and then people are celebrating in local jar, but don't know that people don't know you anywhere in the world. They'll mention your name somewhere. Don't you know Apostle Jotham Providence? Where is he from? But local jar, you are known, not knowing that you're a local champion in this place. Praise the Lord. So relate with others, and then your imagination and your mindset will be broken. Now I want to give you wisdom keys in relating with other people. Number one is be sure that they are part of the body. Praise God. Be sure that what? What is the condition for being part of the body? They must be what? Born again. They must be what? Born again. Now there are fake churches all around the world. Is that true? Ensure that the church is part of us. The Bible says he will send us as sheep in the midst of what? Wolves. Is that correct? The Bible says the devil himself and translated himself as what? An angel of light. There are fake churches plenty, over plenty. Praise God. There are a lot of... So be sure that the church is a genuine church. Don't just go anywhere to minister because you want to relate with every part of the body altogether. If the church is fake, don't go there. They are not part of us. Hallelujah. They are not part of us. Be sure that they are part of the body. Number two is that know yourself. Know your strength. Know your calling. If I want to relate with Moyo, I have to know my strength. Know my calling. Know what I'm meant to be. Are we together? It will enhance the relationship. Know your place. Know your strength. Because I will know what I will bring to the table. The Bible says the sons of Issachar has a particular gift. The son of Judah has a particular gift. Every tribe has a particular gift. Know what you can offer. Out here. Know what we can offer. Let's say Mint and Pius want to do a collabo now. What we will expect more from Mint is the sound and the keyboard. Even though he sings. Is that correct? But we know that he is stronger in this area. And then we'll expect more of the vocals from Pius. Is that not true? Pius too play keyboard. But if we put them on... Oh, wait, why are you laughing? His own is it key? There's nobody inside the world. There's nobody inside it. But get my point, praise God. You see, what we're saying is that Mint can sing and play the keyboard, but he's stronger in one area. Is that correct? Pius can play and sing, but he's stronger in one area. So when the two of them are relating, they should know their strength and know where to maximize. Just imagine if they want to sing and then Mint is insisting, I must be the one to sing. That relationship will not function well. If they are together and then they want to sing, Pius is insisting, I must be the one to play. It will not function well. All together? If I am relating with you, you should be able to know what I am bringing to the table. I should be able to know what I'm expecting from you. It will help the relationship. That is why I believe that in a relationship, the responsibility and roles, expectations must be defined. Is that not true? It must be defined. If you start a relationship, you must tell the guy, this is your boundary. Your boundary, some people's boundary is, your boundary is put your hand on my shoulder. Some people's boundary is put your hand in my waist. Some people's boundary is carry me. Some people's boundary is kiss me. Anyone that's your boundary, let the guy know. Is that not true? So that one day you will not do and say, I thought you loved me. Define the boundary. Is that not true? Define the boundary. It's very, very important. Define the boundary. So know who you are relating with. Know the person very well. It will help your relationship. If I'm relating with me now, I know the kind of thinking he is thinking about. I know the kind of mindset he has. It will help our relationship. You have to know, okay, let's say I'm relating with a Roman Catholic now. And then I come to him and say that if you don't speak in tongues, you're not spiritual. That relationship from the beginning, it has started on the left foot. Is it not true? Come on, is it not true? When you're talking to Roman Catholics, there are certain things you will not say. If today you invite me to preach, like I said, when I went to preach in an Equa church, there are things I never said all through the preaching. Because I know they don't accept it. I will not be wise if I on that altar. I said, let me tell you people. You think you're this? Let me tell you. If you don't speak in tongues, you're not spiritual. If I say that, they'll keep quiet. But that will be the last I'll ever be there. Even anything I may even say after that is closed. Their heart is close to that. Is that correct? The secretary of my wedding, I got her in that Equa meeting. She was in that meeting. I was wise enough and her heart followed and she followed me and then she had been consistently followed me. If I said the wrong thing, she would have been disconnected from me. That was where I met Pastor Richard. That was me. I met a lot of relationships. See, that meeting, let's say when I went there, I was saying, you don't speak in tongues, all of you are not spiritual. The way to be spiritual, now start up and begin to speak in tongues. I will be foolish. I'll be very, very foolish. Are we together? I'll be what? Very, very foolish. I must be able to know
what they believe in and what they stand for. Are we together? Yes. And then number four wisdom key is that define the relationship roles and expectations. Like I think I've said that. Is that correct? And then relate with other people with integrity. Relate with other parts of the church and part of the body with integrity, with solid character. When you are relating with other denominations, relate with them with integrity. Don't go to them in a cynical way. Praise God. But you know, there's a way you can look at other people and think as if they don't know Jesus Christ. You know, there's a way you can see a Cherubim man walking with his beard with it, and then carrying a bell. And say, this person, we have passed these things. Is that not true? And you'll be looking at him as if they don't know God. In a cynical way. You may be smiling with him, but right in your heart, they are disrespecting him. If you honor them with dignity and let it be pure honor. Are we together? If you honor a Catholic priest, honor them from your heart. Don't fake it. Honor every one of them. The way you honor your pastor, honor the one that's wearing a cassock and is wearing a collar. Are we together? Honor them with integrity. Don't have a double-minded honor. You're honoring them, but you're not really honoring them. Are we together? I respect every one of them. Praise God. Respect every one of them. Put on an attitude of teamwork, not an individualistic attitude. Are we together? When you're relating with another part of the body, put up an attitude of teamwork. It's a team. We are all together. Are we together? We are all together. Don't put on a single attitude of an individualistic ministry. Put on, when you are relating with other people, let the attitude be that of a teamwork. When it's a team, that means you don't always have your will or have your way. Is that not true? When it's a team, you have to subdue certain things that you like. If my own way, let's say if we have a conference, or let's say we have an evangelistic outreach. The word of God, 30 minutes. Ministration, 30 minutes. Praise and worship, 15 minutes. All together. But then, somebody from another church, they must sing. Have you been to other churches that when they are singing, they have to come and stop? Somebody has to come and stand before they stop. Have you ever been to churches like that? I've not been. I was in waiting last Saturday. And then it was one of those churches earlier. The person next to me would say, song ministration in wedding was over 40 minutes. I'm telling you, 40. The woman who fellowship will sing first, and then until the pastor came and sang. When he came to the front and stood, then they will sing two songs and then they will round up. Then the choir started. When standing there is an indication, two more songs. Two more songs. Now, when you're relating with people like that, you must have your mindset that you're with. And you know, us in Shekinah Gather is 50. In fact, Salvation Ministry, if you go, we used to go to Salvation Ministry Sunday, every Sunday evening. Praise and worship is 5 minutes. Five. And when they say 5 minutes, they mean 4 minutes, 30 seconds. By the time it is 5 minutes, somebody says, you should have, in fact, if you don't off their mic, you are still singing. From studio, they will off it for you. You see? From studio, you are. I've been saying, the guy just singing, his mouth was up when he came down. 5 minutes actually means 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Now, these two pastors, if they want to relate as a team, they have to come to a neutral stand. Is that true? So, as a team, it has to be different. In Shekinah Encounter Center, we believe that when you come to pray, don't worship. You come, intercessory prayer is 10 minutes. Don't come and be saying, can you begin to sing Ebenezer? No. You are here for intercessory prayer. Pray. When it was time for worship and worship, don't come and be saying, can we begin to pray? You are not praying. No, you are here for praise and worship and your time is 15 minutes. Come and sing. That is the way we do it here. But in other places, it is allowed. If I go to that kind of a church, I will not complain. Is that true? In this place, if you fall down, will not come to Mike and say, everybody quiet. Let's hear what somebody is prophesying. It will never happen in this place like this. But I've been to a place where I went to preach and they put the mic on the person for 15 minutes. I'm telling you. My hand was on my head, but I cannot do anything. I just said, yeah. And the person said, God is here. Repent. Some of you are doing this. I said, my father. I was in a service with Dr. Paul and Neche when, after the praise and worship, everybody sat down. And then the person was 2 seats behind me, was shouting, hey! He looked at that direction and kept quiet first. The guy continued and said, Osha. Don't keep quiet. They can't go from stage. Keep quiet.
from stage. Keep quiet. Bundle him out. I'm telling you, yes. But in other churches, they'll say, God is speaking. Everybody, shh. What is God saying? And then the guy will begin to, hallelujah. You go, like I said yesterday, in living faith, if you fall down, you are on your own. Oh, be aware. If you are not aware, try. On Sunday, go. Don't be led to fall down. I think it's the Holy Spirit. You'll be, my fiancée was telling me a story. When she is in ministry, I didn't live in faith. So somebody fell down, was, and then the ushers were there. She was angry. What would the ushers be? I said, you fall down and see. Because that is the way they are. They believe is hear the word and be saved. Don't be falling down and be doing anything like that. Hear the word. So that as a team now, everybody has to relax something. If it's a crusade now, and let's say all of us have to gather. You know, your mindset has to, you know, like me now, that was a general program, how to relax my mindset. The way here is to put the mic. Okay, let's go and put the mic. Let's wait for her. And let us see what they want to say. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you have to relate with that mindset. If not, you'll not be able to relate with other parts of the churches well. And you'll not be able to relate well with a lot of people. You have a lot of problem. You're not listening to say, if in case you like somebody like that, shout. You may not be able to listen to Daddy Adeboye. Hope you know that. And there are things you'll never get from Daddy Adeboye. It's messages that I'll listen to are not up to 50. But I have to listen because I like people that are veracious. I like people that are that I like something like the Paul Nature. I like people that are Bishop Wade, people that are always thunderstorm like. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, but they that are boy in his classical style. God is wonderful. When he's wonderful, he means he's wonder and full of it. Praise God. God is graceful. When he's grateful, it means he has grace and is full of it. Is that not true? But you like Selman. Hallelujah. You need to understand. But see, you have to be wise to calm down. You have to be wise to what? Calm down. And then understand that everybody cannot be the same. Is that not true? And then you will understand that you cannot get one all the things you need from one person. Bishop Boyete will have how many mentors? Daddy Adeboye, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth E. Hagin, Benson Delsa mentored him, is that correct? He alone has only four. Why did he say it's only that the Adeboye is my spiritual father? He doesn't listen to anybody else. Remember when I said the first thing, nobody has it all to himself. Are we together? Everybody has a dose. So to get all of it, you must be able to connect to all of them. Praise God. So work with the mindset of a team. We are a team in this one. If this is the way mountain of fire, do it by shouting fire. Let the witches be dying from there. And the dunamis on this side is power. Let us be pursuing them with power from this place. Christ Embassy is what? Worship healing. Let them be healing the demons and casting them out from there. But the point is, they said the demons can go by injection or by unction. Do you understand? Either injection drives them out or what? The unction drives them. So all of us are coming as a team. Everyone. The Orthodox churches are discipling their people in character there. They are the most people that have the best character in the whole world. True or yes? Do you believe that Orthodox churches have more character than all the charismatic and the Pentecostal? Do you believe? They are more disciplined than us. Have you ever seen a choir member in Orthodox church say he's no longer coming to the choir because his MD says something like that? Does it happen? It does not happen. He will be there on Friday. I was part of it. The choir master can just stand up. Go outside and stand for 30 minutes. Next week, the guy is back. In fact, the eldest man driving a Mercedes Benz, senior staff, he stood up several times. Go outside. If it's Pentecostal, do you know how more who am I in MT church? You don't see me again. Is that not true? Have you ever heard that the Roman Catholic Church broke out and started a branch somewhere? Roman Catholic Church of Jesus Christ Immaculate Mary. You never hear it. But the Pentecostal is a news every day. Those guys are consistent. Their marriage, you know, see Orthodox Church's marriage. How many of them are broken down? Is that not true? Our father's marriage, they don't know this finding your purpose. When my father married my wife, I'm sure they didn't know finding your wife. They didn't know 10 keys to find a wife. Wisdom keys on how not to miss it.
How to relate with your husband. 35 keys on breaking marital settlement. How to find, how to say I do. They didn't know these things. All they know is your husband is your Lord. Keep quiet. And for over 50 years, I've never seen them do physical fight. But I've still fight. Like wrestling, my brother. Face to face. Pentecostal divorce is normal. You cannot even mention divorce in an Orthodox church. Is that not true? So we have to confess that they have more character than us. We may have the fire, but we don't have character. Is that not true? They have the character, but we will say, can we say they don't have fire? Can we say that? You are the one that said you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now place value and honor on others. Hallelujah. Why do people break relationship? You know this, I've discovered that after a while, some people stop relating with other people. Hallelujah. Some people, some churches, there's a man of God over a while in Nigeria. He doesn't relate with anybody else. Why? Because of the past experiences. Altogether, is that not true? Some of you that know all the men of God in Nigeria, you'll be able to know what I'm talking about. Doesn't relate with anybody. Why? Because there was a time the whole church in Nigeria were against him. Everybody fought him. Nobody stood by him. Everybody insulted him. Everybody, everywhere. He has decided to withdraw. He's not in CAN. He's not in PFN. He's not in any of the system. Why? Because in the past, he has been hurt. So many people start relating with other people after a while when they are hurt and bittered. All together? When they are hurt and bittered. So be careful of bitterness. All together? Be careful of bitterness. We are a family. We are expected to quarrel. How many of you fought with your sister when you are growing up? You fought with your brother when you are growing up. When you grew up, did you say, we're no longer my brother? In fact, those fights are our stories they say today. You discuss them and we are happy and we are just laugh about them those days. Is that not true? Yes. My mom will remind me that when I look at my elder sister, I'll beat you. Hallelujah. My mom will be telling me the story, say, I'll beat you. She'll be passing, I'll go and stay by the road. I'll just jack her. Only because I'm feeling I'm a man. Fight. I fought with everybody in my family, unless only two people. Well, we are still brothers. Is that not true? We are expected to quarrel in church. Hope you know that. We are not expected to keep malice. When we fight, we settle. How do you get that? If another church insults you, we settle it. But people, because of their past hurt, they stop relating with the rest. They just disconnect. How do you get that? And then some people have failed expectations. If I relate with a particular, there's a way I'm expected to be treated. How do you get that? There's a way I'm expected to be accepted. But after that expectation has not been met, some people say, okay, this is what happened. Have you ever tried to give to somebody before? How many of you ever tried to give clothes to somebody and then the person abused your clothes? And then you feel like you will never give clothes before again. Has it ever happened to you before? That happened to you, Vicky? The rest, that means you have not been giving clothes. Because if you have been giving clothes, you should have experienced one time or the other. There are people that you will give them valuable things that you have. And then they will say, look at, you think, who am I? You think I'm not, the opponent said that there was time we give somebody clothes and the person say, it's me, I give him second hand clothes. And then took it back and threw it back to him. Yes. Yes. Share that story, yes. There are people that sometimes I want to give certain things and then I think of, and the things are valuable to me. But you think of who will you give that will appreciate you and the person will not think you're insulting him. Do you understand that? But because of that, that doesn't mean I will now close my heart and say, when my clothes are old, all my clothes, of course, you should not give old clothes. Is that not true? I'm not surprised. Some people give shoes that the shoes have already bended and then they are totally condemned. Fourth grade condemnation. Hallelujah. Of course, you should give the best. But sometimes when you give after a while and then people insult your giving, you have a tendency to block out on giving. You rather prefer the clothes to be old and then you just dump them because you have been hurt before. Are we together? But let your heart never be hurt. Keep doing it. You'll meet somebody that appreciates it. I was listening to Bishop Dakar. He said that there was a time he wanted to give his car out. But he was wondering, who will he give? Which of the pastor will he give? And the pastor will not say that because it's me I'm giving second hand car. He has to go and give somebody far. And people were shocked. Why will he give somebody far? Because he knows that the people around him, if he gave them, they will not even value it if he has given it to them. Praise God. Yes. May your heart not be hurt in the name of Jesus Christ. And then sometimes some people back out from a relationship with other part of the body of Christ. Why? Because of abuse and corruption. Praise God. Of course, it would be a problem if PFN Kogi State, the president is from XYZ such. Let's say the president of PFN Kogi State is from Green Grass International. The secretary is from Green Grass International. The treasurer is from Green Grass International. Wouldn't that be a problem? Don't you think there will be a problem, PFN? There will definitely be a problem. It's supposed to go around. Let's say the secretary is from this place, the president should be from another place. Is that not true? That is the way, because in the system there is corruption. The reason why the Roman Catholic fell is because of corruption. The reason why some of the people are, the reason why PFN, if I actually started, was because of corruption in the camp. Because of politics, church politics, what we call them, church politics. What do you know, there is church politics. There is church, what did he say? Yes, was your father the pastor? Praise God. There is church politics in transfer. Is that not true? Injustice. We transfer somebody that shouldn't be transferred, and then transfer the wrong person because you know the person. I know the person that said that when they transferred him, he called somebody in the headquarters and then they changed his name. Praise God. And because of that, some people become bitter, and then they dismember themselves from that church, and then it affects their relationship. All together? Praise God. Yeah, so because of abuse and corruption, it is actually wrong. But corruption is, should I say, it's part of the system. It's part of the system. The church, it shouldn't be, but the church is as, corruption is now part of us. Every, almost everywhere is corrupt. You cannot trust the usher again. Is that not true? You cannot trust the youth leader again. You cannot trust the music director again. You cannot kukuma trust the pastor again. Is that not true? You cannot even trust the pastor. When you see him with a lady in the car, you can start suspecting him. Because everywhere is now looking corrupt. But it will not be the same with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So because of corruption, people stop relating. And people break out from the systems. But God is cleaning up the church. Hallelujah. Do you think the church will become better? Do you think Nigeria will become better? Do you really believe Nigeria can become better? Hey, do you believe Africa will become better? Praise God. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how do you handle a broken relationship? The first thing is you forgive. Forgive and focus on the kingdom. All together, focus on the kingdom. Focus on the roles of the kingdom. Let's put aside the differences to aside and then focus on the role of the kingdom. You must always hate the wrong but not hate the person. Praise God. Hate the wrong but never hate the person. And then when you are hurt and then when you are dismembered, relate with people from a distance who can help. The Bible says, you that are spiritual, help those that fall down. Is that not true? Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. Help them. Relate with people at a distance. Those totally don't disconnect. There's a limit you can operate to when you are alone. Praise God. There's a limit. Relate with people. Focus on the kingdom. Sometimes you can just wash certain things and just put them behind you and just move ahead. Focus on the kingdom. Praise God. When there is a crusade in local just state, I expect, or in a city like this, I expect many buses from different churches. Some churches should not pay buses. People should be able to give their buses free of charge. Is that not true? People should give their buses free of charge. We should not rent sound system when there is a crusade. We should have free ushers. Free ushers. Praise God. Free ushers. The whole sanctuary should be clean. I listened to Apostle Selman. He said that when he went to Reabonje Crusade, he was there, he was packing the dead. He joined the ushers. Is that not true? Because when I went to Reabonje Crusade, I remember when I was there, MFM was the one cleaning chairs. I joined them. There are people that came, people that are not part of MFM. A lot of people came and they joined. Are you together? Yes, a lot of people came and they joined. The whole crusade. Bonje Crusade is never a success until churches come together. If you have been to Bonje Crusade, you discover that Redeem were the ushers when they came to Lagos. Mountain of Fire were in charge of prayers and cleaning. Which other church? Another church was in charge of music. Another church was in charge of decoration, something like that. Do you understand that? It was all shared responsibility. You will see that the church with the attack, ushers, MFM, prayer, Redeem. Do you understand that? People put aside their differences and came together. That was why it became a success. If not, it would never become a success.
You will never raise a team that will be able to manage 1.5 million people in one meeting. Praise God. In that meeting, people were like sand. You cannot even pick the end. And there was no stealing. There was no record of, I didn't hear. If they stole, I didn't know earlier. But there was no record of stealing, no record of stampeding. Common palliative in Adankolo, three people died. What is the crowd? Is that not true? What is the crowd? Common APC rally here when Buhari came. People died. What is the crowd? There cannot be money because there's no system. Praise God. But when we relate to this team, everything will work together. I pray you have the wisdom from today in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you have learned how to relate? How many of you have received wisdom? How many of you ever see a cherubim man on food and then you don't like the person again? From today, have your mind just said about the Roman Catholic Church? Eh? Will you ever insult MFM again? Will you ever insult Living Faith? Their ladies are not wearing good clothes. Will you ever say that kind of a thing? Will you ever say that kind of a thing, brothers? Will you ever say Anglican are not speaking in tongues, they're not spiritual? Will you ever say that kind of a thing? What did this used to say before? Will you ever say this? He has a private jet. Will you say it? Hallelujah. Will you say he has remarried again? Why did he marry again? Will you say that kind of a thing? You mind your business. Is that not right? Mind your business. Because if we should put you on display and look at your life, we'll have many things to say. We will write AC about you. Praise God. AC is about you. So the Lord will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm so excited as the way it has been in the conference and the testimony so far. I'm really happy. Thank God for the change of mindset and thank God for what He's doing. Praise God. Like I said, we have not been praying for people. Like I said, also yesterday because of the impartation tomorrow morning. Is it possible for you guys to come by 6 a.m.? Is it possible? It's not possible. Okay, you don't have cars, right? Your cars are coming. Amen. Your cars are coming. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Your cars are coming in the name of Jesus. When we say 5:30, you can come. Praise God. So how about 7? 7 possible? I want us to finish before 9. Is 7 possible? I wanted it to be 6 anyway, but since we don't have cars yet. But by this time next year, how many, I don't know if we'll be here anyway, but anywhere we are, at least my car is counting already. Is that not true? Whose car will be counting? Hallelujah. Car will be counting in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My car is counting. Just imagine by this time next year, I'm not driving a car. What happened? Praise God. What happened? You'll be so blessed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word. Can you appreciate God for the word and say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We honor you. We exalt you. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we give you all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Can you lift up your offering? Hallelujah. Some churches take only one offering. Hope you stop complaining about churches that take four offerings. Will you stop? It's not right. Altogether, that is their style. Don't complain about it. Praise God. What you need to do is change your money. If your mind is 500 naira, change it. Not if you naira altogether. But don't go there and be complaining. That is their style. I'm just training you to have a way that don't complain about any church system. No matter how they do it, that is their style. Altogether. Yes. My home church, we have five offerings. We have main offering. Everybody will come to the front because they discover that if people sit down, they will not drop offering. So you walk to the front. And because people are walking to the front, everybody must have offering to come and drop. After that one, we have different style. And then if they really want people to give, they'll make them to come to the front and drop the basket in the front. And then no people will not want to be embarrassed. Everybody in your seat came out and you're the only one sitting down. So you must look for offering. Is that not true? But that is their system. Don't have a problem with it. Do you understand that? Don't be bitter about it. That is their system. Because if you are bitter, anything you drop and you are murmuring, it will not be blessed. If their system is there must be secretary that will give announcement for 30 minutes, that is their system. Our system here, no secretary. I give the few announcements and we continue. That is our style here. You now go there and say, these people are not even serious. How can they be given? No, that is their style. Don't have a problem with it. Do you understand, guys? If their system, if you go to a church and then they carry the pastor, the Bible of the pastor, and then they drop it and they do like this, and then they do like this and they go. And then you say, these people are doing idol worship. You are wrong. That is their style. Don't have a problem with it. All together. If not, you will have a problem. You will not be blessed in your life. Every church you go to, there will be something that will bless you. Hope you know that. Even if man preach, you'll be blessed. Don't talk of a Christian anywhere. Any church, when you go, Apostle Selman said that if you open your heart, you will find something there to be blessed. But when you go there and your heart is already closed, because of the way the Roman Catholic, when they come and drop something, they take 2 steps backward and do like this. Take right turn, mouth turn, and then move backward. You start complaining, why are these people doing like this? Crisis, all these things has changed. When you go and they do rosary, my sister married the Roman Catholic Church. When we went for the wedding, the priest will say something, all of you go on your knees. We went on our knees. Yes. They say, if you not go on your knees, go outside. It would be foolish for me to say, I'm Apostle Jota Madras. How can I be leaning now? They say, it's not within that kind of a thing. The whole thing is, Kukuma, go on your knees. Is that not true? Go on your knees. It's just a wedding session. And then you continue and live out with the husband. Is that not true? So let's be wise. Any church system, don't have a problem with it. Like now we are praying for offering. If they don't pray for offering where you're coming from, don't have a problem with our prayers. Is that not true? Now your offerings are blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your hand will not drop down to beg. Amen. Or to want. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I declare over your tithe and over your offerings that they are received and blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You can put an offering. Now we collected an offering at the same time. Some people collect tithe and then offering different. If you see that kind of system, don't complain. They are not wrong. All of us are what? Correct. Say all of us are correct. Say all of us are correct. All the systems are correct. Praise God. Hallelujah. For many people that miss this conference, we'll meet them on Sunday. Hallelujah. Did they miss? Did they miss? Hallelujah. I'm happy to see some people. I'm happy to see Master George, Chief George. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My vision is to become like he says one day. Hallelujah. When he says he's blessed, it looks obvious. Is that not true? Then these are the eldest brother of David. Hallelujah. I don't know his name. I would have called the name. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming, sir. Praise God. Thank you so much. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow for the impartation, all the prayers will be made for tomorrow. Come with a bottle of oil. Hallelujah. Can you get a bottle of oil? Can you get a bottle of oil? We have oil, but it's good you have a... Why? Do you have a bottle of oil? You don't believe in anointing oil? You believe in it? So why don't you have a bottle of oil? Bring it tomorrow. We'll pray on it. All together. Get a bottle of oil. Bring it with it. And then we'll pray on the oil. Praise God. That's the impartation service. Now, what is the impartation service before? We impart the oil. All together. Somebody testified in Dunamis that a Fulani woman, her son was struck dead. And then she gave her anointing oil. And then the woman was sick. The Fulani woman seized her bottle of anointing oil. Say, I'm not giving you. What is inside this bottle? Do you understand that? That bottle of anointing oil, what it can do for your life is wonders. Now, in case you don't believe in the anointing oil, there's no problem. Altogether. Because all of us are one. You must understand that not everybody will believe in the same mystery. Some people don't even believe in Holy Communion. I hope you know that. You know that? Yes. Now, if you don't mean they're not part of the body of Christ. No. They are part of us. They are still what? Part of us. Some people come here and see that Moyo is not covering our hair and say this church is not even a spiritual church. Is that not true? But does that mean you are not spiritual? Are you spiritual? All of us are spiritual. Praise God. God bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.